days on this program, we have told you about one retail phenomenon in Australia, that is JB Hi-Fi. Now, if you listen, say, for example, on a Tuesday night, when we talk the stock market, Roger Montgomery, one of the best fund managers in this country, right from pretty much the get-go of this program going back 6-7 years ago, has always pointed to JB Hi-Fi. And the one thing he uses as the lesson of JB Hi-Fi is the return on the shareholders' capital. Well, JB Hi-Fi, over the past 12 months, has had a transition. It's a tough game, there's no doubt. You've seen the collapse of Dick Smith. You've also then seen other retailers really struggle over the past 12 months. But JB Hi-Fi not only has withstood whatever it was that was affecting Dick Smith, which I think was probably a lot more internal, as we'll find out in time to come, but as well as that, it's also taken over another significant electrical retailer, and that is the Good Guys. The Muir family owned that, a family business, a great family business, in fact. But here's the interesting thing. In the half year, the sales have jumped 23.6% to $2.6 billion. On top of that, underlying earnings before interest and tax jumped 30% to $180 million. So the net profit up by 31%, $125 million. Now, bear in mind, this also includes the acquisition of the Good Guys. Let's now go to the Managing Director, Chief Executive at JB Hi-Fi, Richard Murray, who's on the line now. Richard, many thanks for your time. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross. It's good to be with you.
Okay, so I recognise that some of those numbers, the growth there, is a part of the acquisition of the Good Guys, but there's also the underlying growth that sits inside this business as well. I mean, you seem to be defying in many ways just the whole nature of where retail, and particularly the electrical retail, is gone over the past, 5 years in Australia.
I think, Ross, Australians love consumer electronics. JB Centre's a destination, and if we keep our prices keen, the service great, the in-store experience great, we'll get more than our fair share. And obviously we are cycling the exit of Dick Smith, but I think we've done, the team at store level's done a great job capturing, you would have seen many retail demises, and it doesn't naturally mean that you get that market share. You have to work hard to get that customer and get that market share. And I think the team at store level, in shopping centres, in standalone, in homemaker centres, has really made a great effort to capture those sales and that customer traffic.
Okay, I'm just looking at something, just to explain it to people, because this is about how you manage a company as leanly as you possibly can and yet get the maximum bang for the shareholder that's sitting in there. So according to the Wall Street Journal, and you can dispute these numbers if you like, the return on the equity, the shareholders' equity, sits at around 40%. The return on the total capital is around 30.5%. This is the trick to make certain that you don't necessarily own a whole bunch of things, that you keep the business as lean from a capital point of view as you can, because as the money rolls through the door, if you can get margin, you can boost the return to the shareholders' capital. Is that the trick?
Absolutely. So you want to keep your inventory, hopefully funded by your suppliers, so that you have as little capital tied up in the inventory. It costs us about $1.5 million to roll out a new store, and to the degree that we can get a good return on that $1.5 million and a small investment in working capital, that's the trick.
And so from that point of view, you've also got to be able to, though, for that supplier, turn over their stock as quickly as you can. So you're effectively the supermarket, the shop front for them. They own the stock. You turn it over. You take your margin on that. They take their margin on it, and the game keeps on rolling.
Yeah, and in a low margin, you'd appreciate when we're selling Apple products or the new hot products, it's pretty low margin, it's pretty competitive, and customers demand that we're on the money with price, which is absolutely the way retail is nowadays. And so we're selling the same box as somebody else, so we need to sell it more efficiently, and that's why we're so obsessed with our cost of doing business, because that's really the key enabler. You can't always control the price of products being sold for, but we can control how much it costs to run the business, and that efficiency is critical to our model.
And do you believe that that same model can work as well in the types of white goods and electrical goods that the Good Guys has got as it has worked in the JB Hi-Fi stores?
Absolutely. There's some fundamental differences. We're obviously more exposed to shopping centres. The Good Guys are more exposed to standalone. We've got a lower ASP, so we've got the luxury of sort of smaller products that drive traffic, whereas the Good Guys have to work a bit harder, probably spend a bit more money on marketing to get that destinational customer on the weekend, but then at the same time, the average transaction value the good guys handle is, you know, more like $300 or $400, whereas an average transaction for JB is more like $100. So customers are going into a JB store more frequently than they tend to go to a good guy store. So the real opportunity for us with the good guys is, and the good guys team recognise this, and I support it, which is you want to get customers shopping with you more frequently, get a higher share of wallet, create value for them, and, you know, if you exceed their expectations, hopefully they come back.
Okay, tell me a trick about JB Hi-Fi, a retail trick about JB Hi-Fi, because I've often said on this program, the reason why the perfume counter at a department store is always on the ground floor and is the very first thing you experience when you walk in with the smells and all that type of thing is because that's where the department store makes most of its margin. When I walk into a JB Hi-Fi store, I'm generally confronted with the aisles and aisles of CDs, DVDs and all that type of thing. Is that because that's where your very best margin is in the store?
No. I'd say actually one thing about JB, which we were a bit of a conundrum in retail, is our stores at some levels are similar, but in many ways, because we like to take cheap real estate, we have to be a bit more flexible with how we lay out a store. So what we would be tending to do nowadays is put telco, you know, the mobile phones or the computers, quite accessible at the front of the store, so they get people interested in innovation, and probably some of the bulkier products like TVs, because they're bright and the screens are lit up, we can afford to put them down the back of the store because people know we're a destination. So you've got to reach a happy medium between the product areas where customers know and love you and therefore you've got a high degree of consideration versus, you know, the passing traffic in a shopping centre where you want to draw the traffic in. So software has been a good margin category for us. It's obviously not growing nowadays, but still, you know, 14% of our sales are in software and it's still a really important constituency. And you know, the DNA of the brand is really around that music and movie heritage, but so much now is moving into new technology and innovation and getting customers excited about the next new thing. You know, connectivity, you know, we're connected, unfortunately, probably 24/7 nowadays, and people want to share their experiences, and that connectivity is critical to how customers are coming in and enjoying, you know, our retail environment, exploring and learning about new.
Tell you what's interesting also, you mentioned there very quickly about the value of property or the price of property. One of the issues that I've spoken about in the past week or so, when fashion retailers in particular have struggled and some have fallen into administration, many people cite the expensive price of property, of rents and all this type of thing. Is this something you've always got to be very conscious of, and do you have any real bargaining power there these days?
I think landlords want to, we know that JB is a desirable tenant for a landlord. We can anchor a part of a shopping centre. Sometimes we're happy to take a B or a C grade area of a shopping centre. We don't need to be near the, you know, in Chadstone there's some high-end retail areas, and we're happy to be sometimes off the main drag to ensure that we get more competitive rentals because we're a destination. And my first comment is on the retail collapses. You know, you really feel sorry for the staff. I mean, you know, people want to pay the mortgage, and there's been a number of collapses, and I really feel for the staff. The reality is, though, we need to run sustainable retail models, and you know, it's much easier when you're selling a TV. It's the same TV in Hobart, Perth, Cairns. When you're in fashion, you know, the jumper works in Hobart, it doesn't work in Cairns. And so, you know, the fashion market is so fickle, and that's one of the defensive natures of JB. Consumer electronics is a staple purchase for most Australian households. My kids have just returned to school, you know, two new laptops, and you know, that you know, if your mobile phone breaks nowadays, you're straight in to get another one. So many of the products JB sell, our customers, it's an absolute necessity for their life and how they consider, you know, staying connected. And so that's, you know, that we obviously sometimes don't make a lot of margin on those products, but and the pricing has to be keen, but it certainly means customers are engaging with more frequently.
Well, I'll tell you what, the share price was strong today again, up at the end by more than 3%. It had been up earlier by 5% off the back of that result. And always great with his time on the program, the Managing Director of JB Hi-Fi, Richard Murray. We appreciate your time this evening.
Thanks very much, Ross.